The Federal Aviation Administration announced this week it will inspect and sign off on every new Boeing 787 Dreamliner jet, rather than let Boeing do its own certifying that the planes are safe and airworthy. Boeing stopped deliveries of the Dreamliners in 2020 after they found manufacturing flaws in the plane, and Boeing has been under greater scrutiny since the fatal crashes of its 737 MAX jets in 2018 and 2019. Joining us now with more is Andrew Tangle, who's an aviation reporter for The Wall Street Journal. Andrew, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
So what are the problems that have been discovered in Boeing's Dreamliner jets?
It initially started a couple of years ago when there was a discovery of small gaps between sections of the fuselage where they joined together. And Boeing kept looking and looking and found more and more small manufacturing defects. And at the same time, it's been asking its suppliers to look for manufacturing issues with the parts and components that they sent to Boeing to put into the Dreamliner. And they found more and more issues. Some titanium parts were weaker than they should have been. It's been one thing after another for Boeing over the last couple of years. And that led the FAA to launch a broad review of how Boeing produces the 787.
So I was very surprised to learn that the FAA doesn't already do the inspections on airplanes and that Boeing was doing safety checks for its own planes. Why was that the setup?
The issuance of what are known as airworthiness certificates is a pretty routine task in the world of airplane manufacturing. It is one of the many duties that U.S. aviation regulators delegate to the entities that they regulate. There are employees inside Boeing and other companies that the FAA regulates who are designees of the agency. That means that they sort of wear two hats. They work for Boeing, but they represent the interests of U.S. regulators. And it is seen as a privilege for a well-functioning regulated entity to be able to perform some of the tasks of the U.S. regulator. But the FAA basically said to Boeing and announced publicly that there are so many issues right now, we're going to increase our oversight and we're going to do the final walkthroughs and safety checks before each of these new Dreamliners flies off the parking lot.
The FAA also stepped in with stricter oversight of Boeing's 737 MAX airplanes after two of them crashed and killed 346 people who were on board. And the FAA still has final authority on inspecting and certifying those planes. Do we expect this stricter oversight on the MAX and the Dreamliner to last for some time?
It's really unclear. The FAA has retained that authority that it had given Boeing on the MAX for more than 2 years at this point.
Yeah.
And it's a sign that the FAA isn't satisfied with Boeing's improvements to its manufacturing operations. So it's setting a high bar with the Dreamliner. It's basically saying that we want to see progress in how Boeing revamps its manufacturing process. We want to see a stable delivery process. We want to make sure that the employees who are working for the FAA are able to do their jobs effectively. And so the FAA is going to keep up its enhanced scrutiny until its safety experts are satisfied.
So last night, Steve Dixon, the FAA administrator, announced he will resign before the end of his five-year term. He was appointed in 2019 following those crashes of the MAX planes. His focus was on overhauling air safety regulations. Has he achieved that?
That remains to be seen. Congress has been prodding him to put into effect changes required by a new aircraft certification law. He has publicly said that one of his priorities has been to reset the relationship with Boeing. And we've seen a stiffer posture by the FAA over the last couple of years. And the overall work of revamping FAA oversight, it's a work in progress, and it will continue long after Dixon's tenure is over.
Andrew Tangle is an aviation reporter for The Wall Street Journal. Thank you so much, Andrew.
Thank you.